Title: New York State releases much-anticipated guidance on reporting requirements for material healthcare transactions as budget negotiations near conclusion, potentially expanding law to include pre-closing review. Content: On August 1, 2023, the New York State's Department of Health, the DOH, began implementation of Public Health Law Article 45A, the state's new statutory requirement for advance notice and public disclosure of certain material healthcare transactions, the Material Transactions Law. Now, in response to questions from the healthcare community regarding the reporting requirements and statutory interpretation, the DOH has released a set of frequently asked questions, FAQs, to clarify the scope and application of the Material Transactions Law. As discussed in our prior post, the Material Transactions Law applies to statutorily defined healthcare entities entering into material transactions and requires those entities to notify the DOH at least 30 days prior to closing of the transaction. A material transaction includes mergers, acquisitions, affiliations, or the formation of certain partnerships that, individually or in the aggregate over a rolling 12-month period, result in an increase of $25 million or more in gross in-state revenue. The FAQs provide important guidance regarding the types of transactions and entities that are covered under the law, how to evaluate the financial thresholds for reportability, and the expected content of the notice. This update highlights key takeaways from the new guidance. Expanded interpretation of healthcare entity. The FAQs clarify that the definition of a healthcare entity is to be interpreted broadly. While the statutory language already included a physician practice group, management services organization, MSO, provider-sponsored organization, health insurance plan, and any other kind of healthcare facility, organization, or plan that provides healthcare services in New York, the FAQs specify that healthcare entity includes dental practices, clinical laboratories, pharmacies, wholesale pharmacies, including secondary wholesalers, independent practice associations, IPAs, and accountable care organizations, ACOs. The DOH notes that the above list is not exhaustive, but illustrative of the types of entities covered under the Material Transactions Law. Clarification on the $25 million threshold and de minimis transactions. The FAQs provide greater detail on how the $25 million materiality threshold is to be calculated under the Material Transactions Law. The DOH confirmed that this figure should be measured on an annual basis, based on a rolling 12-month look-back period preceding the anticipated transaction closing date. Entities must evaluate both single transactions and any series of related transactions that occur, or will occur, within this period. The FAQs also emphasize that gross in-state revenue must be assessed for each transaction within the applicable look-back period, based on the actual or anticipated closing date of each individual transaction. The DOH's examples clarify that the $25 million threshold is not tied to revenue growth caused by the transaction, but rather to the combined gross in-state revenue of the parties to the transaction. For example, if Company A and Company B are planning to merge or if one is acquiring the other, and Company A generated $20 million and Company B generated $10 million in New York-sourced revenue during the look-back period, the combined in-state revenue of $30 million would exceed the threshold, rendering the transaction reportable. This is true even if the transaction does not independently increase the surviving entity's in-state revenue by $25 million or more. Similarly, if a healthcare entity completes multiple related transactions during a rolling 12-month period each involving different counterparties, the added in-state revenue attributable to each transaction must be aggregated for purposes of determining whether the threshold is met. The FAQs include illustrative scenarios where three separate deals, closed at different times within the look-back period, together exceed the $25 million mark and trigger a reporting obligation. The DOH has also confirmed that a transaction may be reportable even if none of the parties are domiciled or licensed in New York, so long as the transaction would result in $25 million or more in gross in-state revenue attributable to